Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Hahn, fighting, and Bigfoot. It's all coming up right after this.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Charlie, man. Thanks for calling. I'm either away from my desk right now or serving a life sentence with very little chance of parole. Either way, at the tone, please leave a detailed threat, and I'll return your call as soon as I'm released, man. Elder Skelter.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Yes, sir.
There we are. Pat Godwin's here, and Josh Arnold.
Hello.
Jeff Oske.
Yes, sir.
Smiling ear to ear.
Lording.
He's just lording.
He's like 6 to 4 inches above all of us. He's sitting where Tom normally sits. There's Ace Cosby. Hey. Willie Griswold's here.
What's up?
Greg Hahn's joined us.
Hey, chick.
Yeah.
You know what I want to be? Super duper duper successful.
Okay.
And then I'll call the show and make no effort. You know how those guys call the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to super duper duper successful Greg Hahn. Go ahead. Say hi. I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Hi,
super duper successful Greg Hahn. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey, so what's new with your life? You dating?
My car's in the shop.
His car's in the shop, sounds like.
I might go to Lowe's later.
Yeah, you're going to go to Lowe's.
Looking at stoves.
Now, you're super duper successful by doing really funny jokes, right?
No, I don't. I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
Hey, how do you like it?
Hey, how do you like it so far?
That's what I've done.
I like the poor Greg better.
Yeah, right, poor Greg. Screams and yells.
Yeah, I like the marginally successful. I like Penthouse Greg.
Right, Penthouse Greg.
Now, Penthouse Greg doesn't really sound like poor Penthouse
Roscoe
Greg.
Tanner had a great serve.
He did have a great serve.
That's right. What? I don't know.
Roscoe Tanner, tennis
Roscoe
player.
Tanner?
Hell of a serve.
He was like a celebrity.
Remember him.
Roscoe
Tanner.
Oh, man,
he had a wild serve in tennis. That's all he had.
John McEnroe, and I think the Eagles were all buddies. Roscoe Tanner was in
there. How'd I miss out on that?
You missed it.
Hung on like
How do you feel about
long?
The Roadhouse remake, Greg?
It sounds great. What is that, a movie? Is that a cafe I'm supposed
totally
to visit?
Totally disappointed me.
I'm ready. What is it, a fight movie?
Yeah, Swayze.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
The new one has Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
I got to say, Christy, I saw this trailer. It looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't. Post Malone apparently has a role in this remake.
You're wrong, Ash.
You're wrong. Yeah. Details of his role were not given, but his credit is given as his real name, Austin Post. Of course, Jake Gyllenhaal does star in the movie as Dalton. It'll stream on Amazon Prime starting on March 21st. I'm a purist. I like the old original Roadhouse.
Will you give this one a shot?
I don't really want to.
And I guess they made more money with it, they thought, and putting it right on Amazon than they did putting it in theaters, is what,
okay.
Is what I read.
Who's playing the Sam Elliott character? Do we know?
It's actually Sam Elliott. It's just going to be Sam Elliott again.
I'll watch.
The age difference looks a little weird, but the fight scenes are awesome.
Does anybody use my move, the reverse dishwasher? I invented it. Does anybody get put in the parasite?
That's the parasite.
My invention.
That's the parasite work.
I don't know.
Put him in the dishwasher.
I was a fighter. You remember when I used to fight?
No.
What was your name? I fought that kid with the medic alert bracelet. Nailed me in the forehead with a Zeppi pen. I tapped out that my rash cleared up. These are the jokes.
Did you have a name when you fought?
Or was the Mangler, Strangler, Star Spangled Bangler? Come on.
That's him.
I didn't know you were the Star Spangled Bangler.
Yeah,
you
respect the Bangler.
Drew Hastings was going to be in MMA, and he was going to call himself the Slapper.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. From the green room.
Yeah.
He would rear back.
Oh, yeah, he'd slap you.
Slap you.
He'd rear back.
Don't they have slapping as like
yes,
a
they do.
Thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever, you are a fight fan, Greg.
Yeah,
have you seen the professional slapping?
I don't watch that one. I watch the UFC fights. I like the real fights. I like the jiu-jitsu from Brazil.
Oh!
So does Giselle. Apparently, she's into jiu-jitsu.
Who are the brothers?
I'm going to have Dijoux for lunch.
Gracie.
The Gracie brothers. Yeah.
Duck sauce. They perfected it.
Yeah, they did.
Was it
what about that guy who has the bowl haircut from Ireland?
Oh, Paddy the Batty?
Paddy the Batty, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You like him?
Yeah, he just beat Kukui.
Yeah.
Kukui?
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's good.
There's Rocky Raccoon in this fight league.
What kind of names are these?
Paddy the Batty. Yeah, Paddy the Batty is...
Kukui? What is Kukui?
What's that mean? What's that mean? Somebody knows. Come on. It's the nightmare. It's the something. There's a word for that. Come on. Anybody? Any fight Kukui? Fans out there?
Mm. Kukui?
Yeah. Come on. I'll come up with it in a second. Yeah. But anyways, the fights are great. I love them.
Sorry, I had an issue at home. I have to deal with hey.
You know what? You keep it at home, too.
I don't... Really?
Yes.
That's why I got the 85-inch TV.
Yeah.
Not to
watch
the fights, to be in the fights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It'd be great to be a ring announcer, you know, the guy that gets everyone excited. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah.
That'd be a great job, wouldn't it? Or in the UFC, they go, it's time! I want to come out. Mine's going to be, this fight's going to be pretty good!
That'll get you pumped up.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I like that very much.
Greg, you need the Apple goggles. You know, the new where you're...
So you can watch the TV.
In the fight.
Yes.
Would that be cool?
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah.
I would watch Greg Hahn VR MMA for 2 weeks straight. It'd be so fun to watch.
It would be fun.
You know, I took classes. One kid, I did fight a kid who was a pro. He was like 6-0 from South America. And he grabbed my arm and I tapped.
Yeah, I'm just
on the grip. Yeah. Just the grip. I tapped. And he looked at me all confused. I said, I didn't like where this was going. It was a true story. Tap early, tap often.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
You know what? I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
There was a point on the comedy tour where you couldn't say hello to Greg without him demonstrating and explaining to you what his move was going to be when he gets in the ring.
Right.
Well, what I'll do then, I'll kick you in the leg. Hold still. And I'll kick you.
Yeah.
All I said was, hey, how's it going, Greg?
Yeah.
I got put in an arm bar once, and I was like, I can't stand it.
Yeah, you have. Well, of course you can't stand it.
Yeah. What's
you know, who would be a good MMA fighter is Greg Warren. I think he would do...
No, kidding.
Well,
I think he would be...
Okay.
Well, they're all old wrestlers, I guess.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Most of them.
Hmm.
All of them.
Yeah, he'd be able to hold his own, I think.
Are you kidding me? I tried to attack Warren in a green room, and he looked at me. You know, he gave me a look, like, I don't play. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a real guy. Like, yeah. You know? So I just kind of walked away quiet.
But he has that sweet, innocent face, like he couldn't hit you or anything.
No, he would, you know what, in my case?
Yeah.
I'd be in the air real fast, like he'd pick me up,
right?
And I would just be looking around, trying to figure out where I'm going to land.
Mm-hmm.
Really, where he's going to slam my head. Yeah, he'd slam you down and then some horrible stuff, choke.
And then could you imagine the last thing, you get choked out and the last thing you see are Greg Warren's baby blues just staring back at you. Letting you know you messed up.
Yeah, I told you, I don't play.
The worst move he does is he throws you in the air, slams you down on the ground, pins you, and then he does Flute Man.
And you just have to sit there and
the
take
long
it.
Version.
Yeah. You got no neck. No neck, Nick. Yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah. 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 Whatever.
Yeah. Date's over there with no drink in 2 hours.
Pat, you got one more song over there?
Yeah, we started off the show with a Sasquatch talk. We had the movie coming out.
Yes. Sasquatch Sunset. Yes.
And, of course, we have an aficionado in the...
Yes, I like to believe. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I have a song for Joshy. I thought Josh didn't believe in fairy tales. Sasquatch is for some, but not for me. He watches documentaries.
Hey, 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 hey.
Bigfoot books he reads.
Hey, 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 hey.
The video is grainy, he concedes. But he said he saw its face. He's a Bigfoot believer. Not a trace of facts did Josh find. But poor Josh, oh, he's a Bigfoot believer. It's probably a big beaver left those tracks. He said he saw its face. He's a Bigfoot believer.
Oh, listen to that.
That's an actual howl from Sasquatch there.
Oh, yeah.
On a plastic green toy.
Yeah, which, no, it's a recorded... It's a cryptozoological recording device.
And, is that right?
That's right, yes.
What else you got on there?
There's other options.
So that was howl. You want to hear snort?
Yeah. Sure.
This is a real Sasquatch snorting. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just...
Sounds like a chihuahua. Scary. That is definitive... That's either that or my Australian Shepherd. I'm not sure which.
Now, here he is roaring.
That sounds
now, you
like
can
a
tell
growl.
He's not. He's, yeah, yeah. The person who captured that is no longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And now here's a groan. A groan.
Oh,
some indigestion or something. So, thank you to the brave men who acquired these sounds.
Are you a Sasquatch searcher?
I've never actually gone out and looked. No, I've never hunted.
But you believe they're around?
I think they're out there.
No,
yes.
You're not. Really?
I do.
I mean, it's fun to find a guy like you.
I love it. You don't believe.
There's no Sasquatch at all, but you.
What are you talking about? With all the evidence out there, you've looked at it all and said, no, not happening?
I've looked at none of it. How's it going? Don't we have jets that can take a picture of a dime from like 80 feet in the air or something?
Well,
we have satellites that can take pictures of license plates.
There you go.
From
that's
outer
what I'm
space.
Talking about.
Yeah.
And we can't find a Sasquatch. Well, is that what you're
walking
saying?
Around, you know,
well, maybe they have a natural camouflage.
That's right.
They turn into a tree.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of money behind those satellites. I'd like to know who's paying for them and what they're doing with the erased pictures of Bigfoot they got from those.
You're exactly right.
We can't let this
We out. Can't trust the satellite operators. You're exactly right.
On the day one, if you get elected president, they walk you in a room and they go, Bigfoot's real, and they send you off on your own.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They're not deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are... Do you believe in aliens?
Me? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't like those jet pilots. Those pilots having the thing. You know, I saw that.
Right.
That's odd, right?
Yeah, it
what is.
Is
that? We
don't know.
Have an answer to that.
No.
What if it's a Bigfoot flying a UFO?
Whammy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Chewbacca. That's what you got there.
I'd say he's behind the wheel.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe Chewbacca is a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe
a Wookiee. As the
Star Wars people say. Yes. Christy, news.
Oh,
hello.
God,
please. Somebody speak.
Somebody do
we need Tom. It's official.
Did you just say that out loud?
I didn't mean it.
Next.
Oh.
It's it. God, boy, that is. I will not do that anymore.
Man.
That frightened me.
Chills down the spine.
I pushed the button.
And that's one of the real ones. I mean, that's like he's not playing.
Hey, do you have the real... When the other day he told you to stop doing something?
No.
Ooh,
because he cursed. He used two curses. And
no, not that. When you were making a TikTok
noise in your
microphone.
Right. Maybe this.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Look at Willie's face.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like it's Christmas morning.
Sorry, Willie.
I'm sorry, Willie.
Earlier we said that olfactory smells take you back.
Yeah.
I think it's audio of my dad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just for me. That could just be a me example.
Don't do that.
Didn't you ruin one Christmas?
Yeah, I ruined a Christmas. Me and Charlie were fighting in the back of the car, and then he said, GD, Willie, you've ruined Christmas again. I ruined multiple Christmases. It's crazy.
You ruined more Christmases than the Grinch.
Somebody talk. Somebody talk. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to yell the deepest, darkest family secret, and then I will get fired. So, Christy, go ahead.
Willie, we love you. You're safe here. Don't worry. Prince Harry in the news today. He raced headfirst on a tiny skeleton sled going 61.5 miles per hour.
Christy, is this the good prince? I get confused. He's the bad prince.
Down a track.
This is the red-haired prince.
Yeah, the next. He's the one that left. Yeah, all right. Now he's living in
Josh, this is the Roadhouse reboot of Princes.
I see.
But he was there for the Invictus Games, and he apparently did the skeleton sled thing. That would be 61.5 miles per hour.
Yeah, it seems scary.
Bobsled run? Would you guys do that?
No, luckily it wouldn't seem that much faster, laying on your belly going face first.
Yeah. Wow, the track he sped down twice Thursday is one of the world's fastest bobsled tracks and also boasts the skeleton races as well.
Holy cow.
Is that what the skeleton is when your head first down? I don't even know the difference. Bobsled's on your back.
There's the luge, but then the skeleton is even more less...
Safe?
No, it's very thinly built. It's just barely a couple of runners and a board. Ooh. I think.
No, thanks. Yeah. No, thank you.
He must have trained for that. I mean, that must be something he does then.
That's not something you would do all the time. I don't know.
What do you got to train for?
I mean, it goes downhill, right?
They strap you to it and they let you go.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to be killed.
Yeah.
What if you hit the wall?
Well, you don't get killed.
What if you stop with your head?
Yeah.
You need your brain.
There's no head down. There's no wall down there. They just, it's boom.
Snow.
Clear. Yes. You go.
Okay.
Let's go. We can all do it.
No thanks. Have you ever been on a bobsled?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I've done a lot of things. All right.
Okay, I think you would know.
I rappelled once. What do you make of that?
Really?
Well, yeah. What was her name? There. I'm telling you what I did.
Well, you were in the Marines.
Yeah, we did some things. I jumped out of a plane. I landed. The thing opened up. I was fine.
What? The thing opened up?
Oh, you really did jump out of a plane and shoot?
Oh, yeah. I tell stories all the time like this, you know.
Well, this is the first we're hearing of it.
They had time to my act. I'm working on stories now.
Oh, okay.
It's my parachute story.
Yeah?
They put a thing on. It jumped out of the plane. It opened. I was fine. How much time did that add to my act? 4 seconds?
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Didn't you fly safely over South Carolina?
Yeah, I flew up over North Carolina.
North Carolina.
All of a sudden, we landed safely and had lunch.
That's right.
Spit it out. Surrounded by potato salad.
Surrounded by potato salad.
Have you ever captained a plane there, Greg?
Have I done what?
Captained a plane.
Captain to plane.
Can you fly a plane?
Oh, have I ever flown a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the guy sitting next to me. What announcements would you give? Oh, yeah, hey! You mean if I was a pilot?
Yeah!
Hey, Greg, when we ask you to come in, please remember your material.
I can't even remember English. This is Commander Hahn, call sign Grim Reaper!
That's right.
We've had 1,400 aircraft carrier landings, 27 confirmed kills. We're coming in hot! Bogey's on our six. Keep your civilian trash in the overhead bins. Stay out of my lavatory! That's a jack on the house. Get your seatbelts off. Get up and mingle! Hunt out! There it is. Thanks, Oscar.
Do you sleep on planes?
No, I don't at all.
No, you're up?
Oh, no.
Reader?
No, I don't read.
You just stare?
Sit there.
Like a maniac.
He just
like a maniac. You ever been in a horrible mood on an airplane and you wish someone would try to hijack the plane? Somebody please come up there today.
Today. Yes.
The last time I flew.
Right, the parasite.
The last time what, Joe?
Oh, when I just flew a couple weeks ago, there was a group of people who looked a bit suspicious, and I had my ballpoint pen in my hand the whole time, just waiting to go for an aorta. Just damn, if they move, I'm going for the neck.
Wow.
You know,
I hate to fill you in on this, Jeff.
Yeah.
When you walk on a plane, people grab their ballpoint pen.
Talk about suspicion.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.